am public investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. And over the course of 9 years, after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I have become a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, with a name change, both owned 100% by the new NASD holding company since 2000. The way of Wall Street. Open, fold, collapse, voila, shiny new company, rinse and repeat. Open, fold, collapse, voila, shiny new company, except as I showed law enforcement, the Securities and Exchange Commission, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and my email loop of 500 plus, that 2009, the year the coincidence was suspect, 2008, market collapse. 2009, Bernie turns himself in. Bernie Madoff, that is. And something else happened. August that year, even the SDNY, Southern District, New York, under Preet Bharara, had no clue about until I told them. Even Harry Pat, myself on the back, Markopoulos, had no clue about otherwise. Under oath, Harry had to tell Congress when testifying both sides of the Hill, to the House, to the Senate. $25,000 was paid by Bernie as a fine. To whom? When? Stay tuned. I am still publicly shaming Wall Street for what they did to me and other victims of Wall Street crime. I need to save something for a little later. That said, $25,000 that paid the fine for crimes that a few months later Bernard Madoff went to jail for came from somewhere. According to Greenbelt, Maryland Federal Court Judge Paula Zini, doubting the monies hoodoo investment advisor Don J. Bennett paid lawyers and expert witnesses with was clean and not from investment clients' stolen cash, as the judge suspected could be the case. Fairly simple concept. Criminals should not pay fines with the cash stolen from their victims. That $25,000 fine Bernard Madoff paid went into the self-regulator, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority slush fund. Interesting, isn't it, how the team clawing back cash from Madoff victims is not pulling back cash out of either or both FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission slush funds. $25,000 in the least available to the team looking for assets to restore to Bernard's victims. Why, even $660,000 was clawed back from Mrs. Bernard Madoff's walkaway money and grandchildren's trust funds. So what's the dealio, Wall Street? The NASD, NYSE, National Association of Securities Dealers, and New York Stock Exchange oversight of Wall Street did not collapse for no reason. In my purview of crime and fraud, things collapse pre-getting caught, before getting exposed, just like JPMCC, JP Morgan Clearing Corp, securities broker-dealer firm, and JPMCC, JP Morgan Clearing Corp investment advisory firm shuttered 2016 when I made public JP Morgan, JPMCC, had no contract, no authority to clear cash from Bennett Group Financial Services clients. No, 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 no. Dawn Bennett had no contract with her clients. Bennett Group Financial Services had no contract with Western International Securities, who had an agreement with JPMCC, JP Morgan Clearing Corp. Unclear if that agreement was with JPMCC, securities broker dealer firm, or JPMCC, investment advisory firm, because of the way the agreement was written with Western. Either which way, what JPMCC was doing was having Bennett, I presume other independent contractors doing too, have the independent clients sign introduction agreements directly with JPMCC, JP Morgan Clearing Corp, who is actually and should have been the firm on the hook for the investment client losses, but not named in any of the claims Piaba member lawyers and other lawyers alleging to be securities experts have not been listing on the complaining letters submitted to FINRA for arbitration. Complaining letters, yes, not statements of claim. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, operates under its own rules, its own codes of procedure, allegedly thumbs-upped, approved by the Securities and Exchange Commission as alleged to be matching to the laws Congress wrote. They do not match Congress's laws. As I said in an earlier episode, I am still waiting for the Securities and Exchange Commission's FOIA, Freedom of Information Act office to give me confirmation in writing, in law, that Congress created this mythical registered representative. This registered representative, CON, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and the NASD, National Association Securities Dealers, have been pulling for decades as a way to make untold, unknown amounts of monies, cash under the counter type of dollars, that somehow went unnoticed or undiscussed publicly until I unwittingly began connecting dots. By the way, FINRA broker check lists 15 disclosures on COMAS detailed report that I discussed in a prior episode. 15, which means doing the FINRA cover-up math, there were other disclosures that were settled, denied, not reported because lawyers hanging a securities lawyer shingle at their door really do not understand this system, past a quick client in, client out, cash in pocket, slam bam, thank you ma'am. They don't. And that FINRA has a way of making things FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, does not want seen, makes these things disappear. After all, when you are the information gatherer and sharer, and dishonest as the day is done, you can write any scenario you want, just like FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, did with me. I am Public Investor 12-03894, the victim of Don Bennett, the victim who contacted the Securities and Exchange Commission on August 13th, 2010, only to succumb to the barrage, the constant harassment by Securities and Exchange Commission investigators telling me to do the right thing to prevent more victims from happening. You could have sold me a bridge in the middle of nowhere if it meant protecting others. I bought the Securities and Exchange Commission bucket of cow pucky, hook, line, and sinker, and see where doing the right thing landed me. Found in bad faith in a securities broker dealer's firm only arbitration forum for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. But there is a silver lining in every black cloud. Fast forward a few years. Karma's a bitch, and so is an investment client who vowed to legislators 2013 she will shut FINRA down, at the same time putting their conspirators in jail. Under a FOIA filing, a Freedom of Information Act filing, I confirmed that none of those SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission investigators, are that at all. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission investigators, are all lawyers.
Yes, Ms. Deborah, this is Mike Novakovic and Cindy Hoekstra at the SEC returning your call. If you need us for any reason or there's some complaint you need to file, please go ahead and mail us a complaint as we discussed. But at this point, there's nothing that we need to speak to you about. It's really whether you have a complaint that you need to file with us. Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
You just heard for yourself what an SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission lawyer, pretending to be an investigator sounds like. I do wish I had kept even more messages. One's a good start. This message is a better start. Securities and Exchange Commission lawyer Mike Novakovic confirms the Securities and Exchange Commission is duping victims into turning information over to the securities broker dealer firm only agency that Congress created to regulate the firms. I have a moral compass. I am unpaid for my time devoted in all of this. Would love to be paid. All in good time. First things first, solve the crime. Set up roadblocks like Commonwealth of Massachusetts, amazing William Galvin and his team of legal beagles who listen, then act on information when they get a call from WA, offering fact, data to tear down SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission cons and frauds with. They are Bill's team in my description, the shining knights in armor protecting investment clients. That said, there is a problem we will come back to, but now Senator, then Congressman Ed Markey of Massachusetts, who advocated FINRABrokercheck.org be set up, Senator Elizabeth Warren wrongly called the investor's advocate, not in a million years. FINRA BrokerCheck was begun by Congressman Ed Markey, June 2009. FINRA, the former NASD, was a private business. Elizabeth Warren advocates for FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, for PIABA, the Public Investors Arbitration Bar Association, dues paying Business League members who knowingly, with intent, pull investment client victims away from courts where FINRA's website states investment clients go for due process, pulling investment advisors away from JAMS or AAA where their investment advisory firm employment or independent contractor agreement says investment advisors go for resolution. And by the way, mind you, having the investment client victims and investment advisors sign post-dispute, not pre-dispute, post-dispute submissions into FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority Arbitration Forum for securities broker-dealer firms only, so saith Congress, quite the coup to pull victims away from courts and cops. Ya think? Don't you just wish legislators knew what the laws on the books are, or that a penal code is more than what legislators like former New York Congressman Anthony Weiner and former Texas Congressman Joe Barton shared online. TMI. Too much information, as we all saw. And so it goes. Every knight has a chink in his shining armor. Even Massachusetts Secretary of Securities William Galvin, who I put my money on to make things right. The chink in Galvin's armor are his state representatives working against Galvin's investor protection efforts. Bill, a clue. FINRA has hearing locations in Boston. FINRA's Northeast region overseen out of New York City. FINRA Dispute Resolution, 1 Liberty Plaza, 165 Broadway, 27th floor, New York, New York, 10006, 212-858-4200. I will draw you a map, Bill, if you need one. Teamwork, Bill, teamwork. By the U.S. attorneys of New York, Maine, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Vermont, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Delaware, and Pennsylvania, PA. Bill, tell FINRA Carrie sent you. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is not Wall Street as we think FINRA is. FINRA is sort of the cleanup, the fixture of complaints against investment advisors. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, like the Securities and Exchange Commission, only has authority to engage with securities broker-dealer firms. Neither FINRA nor the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, have the authority to engage with investment clients, investment advisors. FINRA, and the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, act like they do. Over time, their sham became accepted to be gospel. Tell a lie often enough, soon the truth is forgot, and the lie becomes the new truth, so to speak. FINRA writes the content of FINRA summary, and the available detailed report is governed by FINRA Rules 8312 and is primarily based on unvetted information filed on state, not federal, state uniform registration forms. State regulators, like the Commonwealth of Massachusetts under Secretary of State William Galvin, must be reminded that state regulators are governed by their public records law, not by FINRA Rule 8312. FINRA Rule 8312 says a current or former FINRA member or a current or former member of a registered national securities exchange that uses the Central Registration Depository, CRD, for registration purposes, CRD exchange, collectively, now hear this, broker check firms. Firms, not investment advisors, not investment clients. It is what Congress says that counts, not what FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, says, unless Congress writes that something, that detail, into law. As I make public, I am not getting confirmation from the Securities and Exchange Commission on where approval for FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, approval to use registered representative came from. It must come from Congress. Otherwise, if it does not, approval to use registered representative does not come from Congress, the term registered representative cannot be used by Wall Street to refer to financial product salespeople. To be continued. Be good. Be back. And please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics forefront, where it will be for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of off of your time invested and your dime earned. Share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.